Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Three,
Life Crew.
Hey, first day of early voting for the local elections. Get to it.
102 Jams.
Uh-huh. Okay.
8 minutes after six.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Roxy the Maid out here wiping down. Tell him, man, if this radio thing ever goes south, I'm telling you where
I'm
you can find my
girl.
I'm
gonna start my own cleaning business
you are.
Now.
You are. You can do that part time, probably.
Okay.
Eight minutes after six. It is Thursday. It's that day of the week where you sitting on the toilet to get into the shower, and you just gotta push yourself into the shower. Like, you're just staring, mm-hmm. just and zoned out, just. Dang, weekend, come hither.
Yeah.
Y'all
hear that rain hitting that roof?
Yeah. Oh, man, that don't never help.
You hear that rain out there?
That don't never help right there. Mm. It was a rough one this morning. It was hard this morning for me.
It was a rough one.
Yeah. Are you good? You just ready. It's your Tuesday.
That is lay in the weather bed. That is lay in the bed weather.
DJ Lil Vegas here to mix things up just like Roxy.
My girl done woke up dyslexic.
Ghetto booty. I really like your kitty cat, and if you let me touch her, I know you're not a bluffer. I'll take you to Jessie Usher.
Until I feel it, I'ma smoke it till it's done. I don't really give a f**k, and my excuse is that I'm young. And I'm only getting older. Somebody should have told you I'm on one.
Keep it sad.
habit. Be falling is my habit.
Baby, you my everything. You all I ever wanted. We could do it real big, bigger than you ever done it. You be up on everything. Know the whole thing, never own it. I want this forever.
Hey, DJ Lil Baby.
Every time I hit up, when I get right, I promise that we gon' live it up. She made me beg for it till she give it up, and I say the same thing every single time. I say you the best. You the best. You the best. You the best. You the best I ever had.
That's DJ Lil Vegas mixing it up one time
for Young Money, baby.
13 minutes after 6 o'clock. Now, you're not going to believe me when I tell you, but yes, Roxy is still cleaning. Good morning.
You liking what you see?
After 6 o'clock, and yes, the Three Live Crew is on your radio, getting ready for Three Live Crew's big ass V-Day.
Tomorrow. We're here.
Today is early voting day.
Yes, it is.
And I just want to say, man, that's how my luck goes.
How's your luck go?
I hit my lip on the side of the door and bust my lip open 2 days ago. Yeah.
And somebody told me they saw you scrapping.
They saw me scrapping.
He was scrapping, Rock. Dude got him, popped him in the lip.
That's not
what happened. How'd you bump your lip on the door?
Daggone stepped into it as I was pulling it, and daggone.
My gosh.
It, like, came and hit my foot and hit my mouth right there on the side. Like, it was all bad.
That was a freak accident.
It was just all bad.
Okay.
It was just all bad.
I didn't see that yesterday, though.
Yeah, it was just a little knot yesterday. I could feel it on my under my lip.
You ain't iced it.
But it wasn't showing. I should have iced it.
Why didn't you ice it?
He didn't want to be sitting there with the ice on his lip right there.
I didn't think to ice it until you just said it. I just be out here just living it.
Yeah.
So he done ain't gone.
So now I'm going to be tomorrow.
So what you do after he hit you in the lip?
Nobody hit me in the lip.
Come on with it. What you do after he hit you in the lip?
Did you get in a fight?
No, I did not get into a fight.
Because how you just describe what went down just really didn't make any sense.
Well, I opened the door and jammed.
You know what I think? I think you was in the store and you was looking at a dude and he was like, "What you looking at?" He was like, "What you looking at?" And he was like, "What you looking at?"
And what kind of store? Like a convenience store?
Yeah, and then he's like, "What you looking at?" He's like, "Man, what you looking at?" And then all of a sudden y'all got the tussle and y'all tore up the chips and the nine ladies and everything in front of the store.
Now who would do that? That doesn't sound realistic. You talk about me.
Oh, that's realistic. Happened to my best friend.
19 minutes after 6
and
o'clock.
And it was BP on East Market.
All I was basically saying is I'm subconscious now getting ready for the big-ass V-Day party.
You got something? You ain't got to be self-conscious. You got somebody.
I don't think I would have noticed if you hadn't have said anything.
You don't think so?
Well, yeah, I probably would have. But.
What? What? Shut up.
It's heavy to call me. Shine it up.
Yeah.
Don't shine it up and bring attention to it.
Don't shine it up.
Oh, shine.
No.
So
no,
what? Have it.
Don't dry it out.
Don't dry it out.
No, don't crisp it.
You got to be in the middle, though. You can't shine. You can't dry.
Ask you to take me. I'm going to just stand with my hand in front of my mouth the whole time. Like people when they
like
laugh.
You on FaceTime?
Yeah, yeah. Like, how y'all crazy?
Yeah, I'm out here the big V-Day. Y'all say, oh, can't hit everybody. Oh, yeah.
When you alone, all I ever asked was you to.
Now, earlier this week, I told y'all Birds of Prey wasn't doing that well in theaters. Remember the new Harley Quinn movie for DC?
Gosh. Yep. In the fires.
Well, listen. Warner Brothers said, you know what? We know what's going to make it pop. A name change. So now the movie is called Harley Quinn, Birds of Prey.
They changed the name of it in the middle of the deck. Oh.
Look.
Now that's doing bad.
Yeah, it's doing bad. But I see why they did it. They should have did it the first time.
Yeah.
Like, why not make her like all you got to do is name her Harley Quinn.
All the others is Batman, whatever.
Yeah.
Spider-Man, whatever.
Like, they played her.
Did. Yeah.
You know, look, say that's my time. I made him a million. Now, fuck it, we are rich. I ain't.
It's 6:38, 22 minutes away from 7 a.m. 3 Live Crew on your radio. Good morning.
Ooh, yeah, yeah. Say ooh, yeah, yeah.
Bring it back one more time.
And say people in the back, yeah. I really got people in the back.
Do you?
Yeah, and back there in the performance area.
Now, you sang that this morning.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, you like what just happened?
Now, you sang that this morning.
Yeah, I did. Yeah,
now, I'm going to give props where they do now.
Yeah, you gotta give. Yeah. Ain't no wrong with giving props when props get. You know, when props need to be given out. What's going on there, fella?
Nothing.
Baby Rock, what's up with you?
Nothing.
Yeah. Valentine's Day coming up.
Yeah, it is.
Y'all got plans?
Yep.
Yeah.
Big ass V-Day party.
I'm talking about after that.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, you do?
Mm-hmm.
What you gonna be doing?
You know, me and my boo got some things we gonna do.
What y'all doing, B-Roy?
I don't wanna say. He's probably listening.
Got a surprise for him.
Yes.
Wait, hold on, Rob. What you got? What you got playing, Doc?
Nothing.
What? The inspirational quote, number one.
Some of y'all gonna get stood up just like that broom come tomorrow.
Okay?
Yeah.
Just think about your little broom challenge. You in the broom.
Yeah.
Standing up right now. The inspirational quote, number two.
Chicks be out here clubbing with no money. Just ID and the nerve.
Yeah.
Just an
back
ID
in the day,
and I'm talking
you
about.
Don't need, women don't need money.
Nerve was strong in women.
We don't need money.
You got some nerve.
Nerve so
all
strong.
You got some
is
nerve.
It's a cute face.
Hey, boy, you let a man have nerve.
All right.
Boy, he should be so far back there in that line.
Yes, sir.
The inspirational quote, number three.
When Jodeci say,
take my money, my house and my cars.
I don't sing that part.
No. At all.
That's fair.
Do not.
That's fair.
I come in on the hook. You got me feet. I come in on feet.
We've been on a tragedy for months.
It's 16 minutes until 7 a.m. and you're listening to the 3 Live Crew, baby. Good morning to you.
Lil Wayne has reached a major milestone in his career. He passed Elvis Presley yesterday for the second most top 40 hits ever. He's got a song with Big Sean from his new album on The Funeral called I Do. Mm. That song made it to the Billboard Hot 100, and that makes his 82nd entry. He was currently tied, or he was tied at number two with Elvis Presley. They both had 81. But with this song, I Do, he passes Elvis Presley. He now holds that title by himself.
That's pretty dope.
Would you like to know who number one is? Who has the most top 40 hits ever?
Drake.
Whoa.
I know it.
When I was seeing Lil Wayne was number two, I'm searching like, who's number one? And I see Drake. And Drake is like ahead of everybody by a few. Drake's got 100.
I think I remember when Drake passed Elvis for one.
Do you?
I think so. For some strange reason, there was this big conversation about that. And I was just so shocked. And then he started talking about, I got more hits than the Beatles and all that kind of stuff.
Fact,
and
he does.
He does, though.
He does.
And he that does. Is crazy.
He's had such an impressive career.
Yes.
And I know I talk junk about Drake and joke on him for the accents and changing how he raps and stuff. But he just evolves. He gives you different sounds, different versions of himself, and keeps himself relevant.
List of ladies.
Better than just about anybody.
Also.
His list of ladies.
Very impressive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Boy, been working.
Yeah, he's got a nice little list of concubines.
You know everybody been waiting on that baby, man.
Eight minutes and it will be 7 a.m. 3 Live Crew is on your radio. And Drankin just asked us how was the movie from last night. Of course, we took a bunch of winners out to go see The Photograph. I had not seen the previews of it, so I went in completely oblivious as to what was going to happen in the movie. Really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Nice little love story.
It was.
had an issue when I was when I got there. I went to the concession stand. I saw it was a bunch of people in the little concourse area, all mumbling, a bit visibly upset. So I see one of the guys is in the movie theater sort of talking to him. So I'm understanding without even talking to anybody that these are the people that got here too late and they can't get into the movie. So it was one little chick. She gets, she's like, hey, B-Dot, come holler at me real quick. And I'm like, oh, God, bro. I have to walk past this to get to my theater. So whatever. So all around, I'm like, yeah, what's up? And she's like, we just had to drive all the way from Charlotte for this premiere. And it was raining and stuff on the road. And we get here and they say that there are no seats left. Like, what are we supposed to do? I was like, well, we tell everybody that, you know, we're giving away tickets. Other stations are giving away tickets. Like, it's first come, first serve. You have to get there early. Mm-hmm. You cannot. As she's talking to me, the movie has already started. Mm-hmm. And she's just getting here. And I'm like, you can't get here late thinking you're going to get into the movie. It's not like you have a ticket that you've purchased. That's not how it works. So basically, it's just F us. Basically, just F us is what she's saying. I'm like, no, that's not it. You know, like, I'm trying to explain it to her again. So the other chick that's with her, somehow, so basically, they just screwed us. They just screwed us. And, but she's not looking at me. She's talking to her friend. And they give, like, they just give me much attitude. So I just look at both of them and I smile and I say, well, I apologize, but I'm missing the movie. And I walk off. Leave the movie.
Made them hot.
Leave the movie. Well, they were making me hot. So it was that or they're going to stay there and turn into a real verbal. So when we're leaving, me and Roxy, I make sure she gets to the car. I'm parked right in front of her, which is strange. And we leave. I get a phone call from my promotions team. How about somebody egged the 102 Jams truck right outside the movie theater while we were in there watching the premiere? Not just our truck, but egged the 97.1 truck as well.
Them birds laid eggs. Them birds laid eggs. Y'all birds laid eggs. And y'all did it.
I would like to think it was them.
Yep.
And it probably was.
Oh, man.
Them birds.
But they said it was so many eggs around the truck.
It was.
Bro, they had to get in the car,
which
go
was
to the store.
I was about to say, like, because you didn't come with
get eggs. Come back and stand out there and throw them.
It's a food line right across from. Oh, this is a Palladium?
No. No. We were at the Regal, the Grand 16. Grand 16 over there by Friendly Shopping Center.
Yeah, they did have to go to Walmart.
But still.
But still, yeah.
That dedicated?
Yeah, they were.
You're that upset?
Hey, man. Birds ain't got nothing to do but flock.
What the flock was that, bro?
Out there flocking.
Get on my flocking nerves.
Nothing but some mother flockers.
5 minutes, it'll be 7 o'clock. Roxy nervous every time we drop that flocker.
Yeah.
That was corny as hell, though, just to keep it a buck, man.
Yeah.
That was. The movie was good, though.
It was. I went too hard on myself.
You don't need no... And Toyota. See it all at modernautomotive.com. Experience the modern difference.
The re-up. Yep, we got your quick mix up next. Happy birthday, mama.
102. Jams.
Jams, 3 Live Crew right here on your radio, and DJ Lil Vegas is here for one reason and one reason only on a Thursday, and that reason is what, Big Rock?
Quick mix time.
Show them how you get down, DJ Lil Vegas.
It's DJ Lil Vegas.
Hey, DJ Lil Vegas.
DJ Lil Vegas in a throwback mix on 102 Jams.
Oh yeah,
Cause ain't no such things as halfway crooks. Scared to death and scared to look. They shook. Cause ain't no such things as halfway crooks. Scared to death and scared to look. It's the real. To make them feel. Lump them in the club. Have you out of now. When you bump this. Drugs in your ear drum. The raw uncut.
DJ Lil Vegas. In a throwback mix. On 102 Jams.
Lump them in the club. Have you out of now. When you bump this. Drugs in your ear drum. The raw uncut.
Yo, the beatbox, we rip rounds. Whole lot of volume and a little bit of bass is all it takes to make the place hit round. Whole lot of style and a little bit of cake is all it takes to make us skate flip side.
Do the rock away. Now lean back. Lean back. Lean back. Lean back. I said my don't dance, we just pull up a pants. Do the rock away. Now lean back. Lean back. Lean back. Lean back. Come on.
Hey DJ Lil Vegas. The door is back.
DJ Lil Vegas in a throwback mix on 102 Jams.
DJ LILVEGAS on a quick mix for you. 12 minutes after 7 o'clock, 3 Live Crew's big ass V-Day party goes down tomorrow night at the W, 6 to 9.
I done seen it all, my God.
Too many ops in you, tell me who you with.
Hey, 15 minutes after 7 o'clock, 3 Live Crew is right here on your radio. And yes, this hour, we will send somebody to the Mike Epps Show and put them in the second row.
Congratulations to Maya. She is now a married woman, according to TMZ. Now, it seems as if Maya didn't want this information to leak because, one, she hadn't announced she was in a relationship or anything. You go to her Instagram page, she don't have a picture up of a man. She doesn't have any pictures up of the wedding or anything. But somehow, TMZ, who always gets the tea, got a picture of Maya in a wedding dress. She looked absolutely gorgeous, stunning, very beautiful. And so apparently she is off the market at this time.
And we have no clue with who?
No.
That's crazy.
None. Like, no clue.
We didn't know who she was dating or nothing?
Nothing.
Not TMZ gonna drop this?
And it, yes. And then TMZ's sources close say she got married in December. So it's obviously somebody that went to the wedding. It's obviously somebody that went to the wedding.
I'm a bit surprised, and I don't know why I care as much as I do. I'm serious.
I felt the same way.
Yeah, like, why do I care?
But I think I care because I was like, yo, TMZ just has no boundaries. Clearly, this girl didn't want anybody to know.
That was your line? That was the line of
Which
TMZ
means?
Has no boundaries.
Yes.
Telling them on Maya's wedding.
Oh, no. Why blame TMZ? All Maya them got to do is go down her list. Because if it was that private, she knew who all was there.
Yeah.
Go down that list and just see who needed to check.
Yeah.
Fact. Let's see who needed to check.
I wonder how much TMZ pays for stuff like
you
that.
You know.
I do too.
When you talk about a check, I'm wondering, is it a game-changing check or is it just like a couple pairs of shoes check?
I would imagine it depends on
the artist.
What you got.
It depends on the individual, yeah.
Like Jay-Z, Beyonce, elevator footage.
Oh, man.
Big bag.
Life-changing.
Yes, I would imagine that was a big bag.
Maya married, couple pairs of shoes.
Yeah, you know.
Yet I care.
I do care, though. That was one of them ones that they didn't think that it was gonna care as much, but we care. Dang.
When you say we, you include me and
Gio? No, just okay. Talking about me and Rock.
All right.
Planning out the coop at the lot, turn the 12 SWAT, buzzing out the.
It's 7:20, y'all. 20 minutes after 7 o'clock, you're listening to the 3 Live Crew this Thursday morning.
And it is time for birthday trivia.
Yep.
I've got some celebrity birthdays here in front of me along with clues. If you know whose birthday it is based on my clues, your name is your buzzer. Please keep in mind shenanigans will result in the loss of a point. Drank, are you ready?
Yes.
Dot, are you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, first up on the list here, this guy, he's a legendary talk show host. People used to fight and get it in on his show. Dot. What?
Jerry Springer.
Jerry Springer is correct. Drake, to steal a point, how old is Jerry Springer?
When I said my name first.
Well, if you hadn't had your back towards me, maybe I would have heard it first.
Oh, but I'm in the microphone. God. She being petty, man.
But I did.
She trying to take it.
Don't so do, anyway, don't do it. Drake, I took my medicine to this morning. Point, how old is Jerry Springer?
I had my medicine, y'all. He's 60. Jerry Springer is 71.
That is incorrect. Dot, how old is Jerry Springer?
66.
That is incorrect as well. 76 today. 76.
All right. 76.
Next up on my list here, this guy, he's a former NFL wide receiver that was so nice, he got a term named Tucker. Dot.
Randy Moss.
Randy Moss is correct. Drink, to steal a point, how old is Randy Moss?
If Thaddeus is a sophomore freshman at LSU, that would make him 45.
That is incorrect. Dot, how old is Randy Moss?
44.
That is incorrect as well. Very close though, 43. God. 43 years old today. Mm. All right, the score is currently 2-0. Dot is up. All right, this guy, he is the most winning coach in men's college basketball. That was at the same time.
Rock, you guys, because I turned my back on you, you stank old heifer. You stupid. Take one knee. I'll come back anyway. I'm up.
That was a warning and minus three.
How you gonna jump? And I ain't got a warning yet. How you gonna jump? How you gonna jump if your husband ain't here to protect you? How you gonna do that? Your husband ain't here to protect you.
Rock, paper, scissors to see who gets to answer the question, please.
He still gets a chance to answer it?
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock and scissors, drink. Drink wine with Rock. Answer, please.
My big mama said all these fingers together.
All right, minus strike. Four.
Roxy, come on!
All right.
That's the algorithm, big mama.
That was shenanigans. What is your answer?
What was the question?
You did this by taking all my points away, Rock. Because now you just got room to do this every day, man.
Do you have an answer? Yes or no?
No, no, no. Okay, the question was,
I'm not repeating any questions.
No, because I got big mama.
You shouldn't have been doing shenanigans.
I looked at my fist so long.
Dot, your answer, please.
I looked at my fist.
It's Coach K.
Coach K is correct.
I stared at my fist so long.
There's no point.
And I thought about that nub sitting up in that bed.
He's 73.
Yes, he is 73. I give Scott another point.
And all the pressure she put on that little boy.
And
little
winning boy today, nine. 4-0, a straight shellacking. Dot, you are victorious in birthday trivia.
Thank you.
And I must say, brother, you are closing the gap.
Yes, yes.
You are closing. Drake had a good lead on you because you lost all your points last week due to shenanigans.
No. Nah.
But Drake is clear. You're closing the lead.
I'm going to go 11-0 run on it.
No. Nah.
And if it's your birthday, happy birthday to you.
Nah, my you know birthday. I got mental happy problems birthday, and mama. You be poking at me tomorrow. I had my back turned. You know I ain't right. You know I ain't all the way right.
It's 7:38, 22 minutes away from 8 a.m., and if you're listening for the first time in this time, welcome to Thoughtspiration.
Ooh, yeah, yeah.
Y'all make sure y'all go out there, check out Shoulders on all streaming platforms. Shoulders. Just got my plaque.
What plaque was that?
Yeah. They sent my plaque. Yeah, moving up on the charts.
That's what's up, Klee.
Nah, what plaque?
Huh?
What plaque? Where did you go?
A plaque with a little gold record.
Oh, it went gold?
Yeah, they sent me a plaque. I didn't say it went gold. I said they sent me a plaque.
Who is they?
Who is they?
Who sent you a plaque that was gold?
Because there's like one company that sends out plaques to everybody.
My high school was remembering me. The music department sent me. The inspirational quote. Number one.
Now I want to know what high school rock.
When Jodeci say,
take my butt.
I don't sing that part.
Yeah.
I don't know why I went past that song. I just like that song.
Yeah.
He gave up everything.
Yeah, he did.
Boy's desperate. That's the rest of quote number two.
I don't know who needs to hear this, but after you get done playing with that broom, make sure you clean out that microwave.
Get it. Get it. Get it. That man was 2 weeks old sitting back there splattered on that.
The inspirational quote, number three.
Some of y'all gonna get stood up just like that broom come tomorrow.
Dang.
Hey, the stand-up game is real. And that ain't got nothing to do with gravity, do it, Klee?
Nah, not a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Not a bit.
Yeah.
Not a bit.
7:41, y'all.
Yeah. See, that hit some of y'all the wrong way.
19 minutes, it'll be 8 o'clock.
Yeah, it touched you the wrong way, didn't it?
Like the way she worked. Always put all them and whoever they got hanging with them.
14 minutes away from 8 a.m. Three Live Crew is on your radio. You just got your Thoughtspiration. You've gotten a quick mix this hour, and we will put someone in the second row to see Mike Epps before 8 a.m. The question is, will it be you? You need to be listening.
Last year, Aladdin did so well for Disney that they say, you know what? We're going to bring this thing back.
Bring what back?
Aladdin 2 is in the works. They're going to bring back Will Smith as the genie. They're going to bring back.
There is no genie.
They're going to bring back Will Smith as the genie.
There is no genie. He freed him. Aladdin used his last wish to free him. There is no genie.
May I finish, please? Now I know you feel passionate about this, but
Will Smith is on a boat with his wife and his kids telling him the story about Aladdin. There is no genie.
May I finish, sir? Huh? May I? They're bringing back Will Smith as the genie.
There is.
And the two that played Aladdin and Jasmine, they are coming back as well as Guy Ritchie, who directed the live action Aladdin. He will be back as well. They say they are excited about the storyline. They think you're going to be very interested in what they have to offer and how they put a little twist on it to make it work. Dot, are you interested?
There is no genie. There is no genie. He used his last wish to free Will Smith. There is no genie.
But are you interested?
No, because it ain't no genie.
I think
he is because he wants to see how they do it.
Yeah, because you said that they have an interesting twist that's going to make me believe it. So I'm interested to see what this twist could possibly be because there is no genie. He used his last wish.
Okay.
For the genie.
Just keep reiterating that.
Well, there is no genie. We saw it.
Wait, what? What do you want? What? I didn't watch it, but I believe him.
Bro, I swear to God, there is no genie. There is no genie, bro.
What do you mean you didn't watch it? You never seen Aladdin?
No.
Even the cartoon?
No, I just watched bits and pieces. I ain't even watched that thing all the way through. Like, from a cheer. This trip got you in heat.
102 Jams, 8 minutes until 8 a.m. Trying to hook somebody up this morning. Phones are going crazy. 336 is the area code, 680-1021. What's your name? Where you calling from?
This is Toya, and I'm in Greensboro.
Toya from Greensboro. How can we help you this morning?
I was calling to try to win some tickets for my birthday.
When your birthday?
Oh, tomorrow the 14th.
It's on Valentine's Day?
Yes.
I don't believe you.
You don't?
I'll be 36.
You're going to be 36?
Yes, Roxy.
Dang, why you don't believe her, Rob? You don't believe she a Valentine baby?
Are you a Valentine's baby?
February 14th, 1984.
Look at that, Rob.
Okay, she threw that off.
Now look at that, Rob.
She threw that off.
Tell me for second row, tell me two people that's gonna be in the comedy show tomorrow.
Mike Epps and what's his name? Country Way.
Right, congratulations, man. Happy birthday to you.
You out of there.
Happy birthday. It's just that simple. You're going to the Fabulously Funny Comedy Festival it's Sunday for your birthday tomorrow. Congratulations.
Thank you. And my son Tyler does. He wants to say hey to y'all.
Let me speak to Tyler. What up, Tyler?
Hey.
How you doing, man?
Good.
We just hooked your mom up with some tickets to a comedy show, so she's going to send you to a babysitter Sunday.
That's right.
She's also,
That's right.
Hey, congratulations. Y'all have a great day and happy early birthday to you.
Thank y'all.
Hold on, I'm going to put you on hold real quick and play this back on the air.
Oh, 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 ow, ow. Wow, ow, ow.
R249, brought to you by Protect My Car.
The Re-Up.
Oh, so now all of y'all are writers for Aladdin. Y'all all know what's going to happen. Jafar going to escape and go back in time. Jafar is the genie. Jafar. Man, go ahead.
102 Jams.
Three live crew on your radio. DJ Lil Vegas has been 2 for 2 this morning on Quick Mixes, so it's only right to hit him with a third one. DJ Lil Vegas, do your thing.
TG, what it do? TG, what it do?
Little action on the track.
It's DJ Lil Vegas. DJ Lil Vegas in a throwback mix on 102 Jams. Jams.
Ladies gon' feel me. The fellas in the back and they twistin' up a filler. Get
silly. DJ Lil Vegas in a throwback mix on 102 Jams.
Get silly. Get silly. Get silly. Get silly. Get silly. Get silly. The ladies gon' feel me. The fellas in the back and they twistin' up a filler. The dance floor's silly. The ladies gon' feel me. Get the fellas in the back.
DJ Lil Vegas.
DJ Lil Vegas.
Vegas in a bag, baby.
Yeah, you might be sweating a little bit. That right there was a quick mix all about your favorite dances. They said NASA also has an experiment just like that broom challenge. They said if you put soap with a wash rag and add some water, NASA says you won't be musty.
Thank you, NASA.
Wanted to put that out there if anybody was doing any more challenges from NASA. 11 minutes after 8 o'clock. We got a ratchet report coming up for you next. Be here.
The smoke. Osama bin
14 minutes after 8 o'clock. Three Live Crew rocking with you. Good morning.
This girl gets on my nerves because I don't think she's appreciative of her stardom. She just needs to think. She just to thank Rob Dyrdek and all of them for putting her on and just be accepted of that. Who am I talking about, y'all?
Rob.
Doc, who am I talking about? Rob Dyrdek. Ridiculousness.
I don't know who's
Fantasy good. Factory.
I know.
Chanel
I know
West ridiculous. Coast.
That girl. I'm about to say that girl.
Chanel West Coast.
I don't know who that is.
Now, you only know Chanel West Coast because she was on Fantasy Factory with Rob, and she's on Ridiculousness. But did y'all know she rap?
Oh, my gosh.
And she wants to be accepted. She always wants to be accepted as an artist and stuff. And she calls it in the industry. And no, baby, you a host on a show. Mm. And you need to be just appreciative of that.
Why she can't rap?
Because she can't rap.
She can't rap.
What you mean?
I didn't know if it was just y'all didn't like her or what it was that made it like, you know.
Nah, she...
She's just not talented.
She tries too hard to be in that whole hip-hop world, that hip-hop culture scene.
Is she black?
No.
She's not black?
Not at all. And this right here really burnt my biscuits.
So, something I realized is that being a friendly person makes less people f*** with you. Especially being in this industry, in the entertainment industry, I am the most friendly motherfucker ever. I just like people. I like everybody. Unless you give me a reason to not like you, I like you. And if I follow you, I'm gonna like your pictures. Unless it's like a really ugly, bad picture, then maybe I won't like it. For the most part, I like everybody's ish, and nobody likes my ish. And I'm just like, shit, I'm famous on a millionth episode of TV, and you got way less followers than me, and I'm liking your shit, and you don't ever want to like my ish. Like, who the f*** do you think you are? Do you think I'm desperate because I'm friendly and like liking your ish? Because ain't nobody f***ing desperate. I'm just being nice. So it would be nice if you could be nice back. Feel me?
Y'all feel her? Chanel West Coast says she follows people, and they got less followers than her. She's on a million. She got millions of followers because she's been on TV, and she likes their stuff. Why don't they like her stuff?
How she know who ain't liking and stuff?
Hey, she be going to she like people stuff, but then the people that got less followers than her, they don't come back and dub back and be like, oh, that's nice, Chanel. And double tap. They don't. Nobody's liking her stuff. She's just always crying out for some type of acceptance.
Yeah. Is she?
Yeah.
Well, this is my introduction to Chanel West Coast, and I'm not a fan.
And it's not a good one.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
It's not a good one.
Oh, there was an old video. She went to the club. You know, you go to the club, you've been on TV thinking you're going to get in.
Okay.
They ain't let her in. Like, they didn't let her in. Like, they let her in. And she's standing there. I mean, I'm talking about throwing it out there. The Chanel West Coast. I'm Chanel. Bouncer's like, okay.
I said, I never know.
That's right. You Chanel West Coast, and you on the corner, on the coast. Where we on the coast?
I never play that game. I'm not going to be that person. I'm not going to be that person.
And she's like she was just out there, like, on a video or something. Like, why are you still there?
Gosh,
like,
go.
Once I couldn't get in, I'm gone.
Yes, go.
Fact. No.
Go.
Or you better already have enough money in your pocket to pay your little entry fee.
Go.
But I'm not going to sit out there and argue. What you mean? B-Dot, 102 Jams? You don't listen to the 3 Live Crew.
I think it was a thing. They didn't even care how much money she had. It was like, no, you can't get in.
Damn, they want to let in, period.
Oh,
what's up? Her money wasn't green?
What's up?
I got the number one record. They acknowledge the jit. They going crazy when they play a headbutt.
Today is the start of early voting. Local elections going down. Early voting again starts today. You know what I liked about that movie, The Photograph, last night, B-Rock?
What?
I liked the way they captured the essence of that first, like when you're meeting somebody and just that fun part of dating and getting to know them and just that whole vibe. They really did a great job of capturing that as they told both stories.
Yes. Their chemistry, Issa and Lakeith, it was really good.
It was, man.
I really like the two of them together. And somebody asked me in my DMs, like, what was it about? And I was just telling them it's like a love story. It's just a love story.
Yeah.
And they were saying, is it good? Like The Notebook? Wouldn't go that far.
Haven't seen The Notebook.
Wouldn't go that far.
Okay.
But it is good.
Yeah, it was
really
a good movie.
Enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it. Had you a little twist and turn at the end on in what direction you thought it was going to go in. You sort of start to know what direction you thought it was going in. Then it came with another little turn on it. It was cool.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it. We went to see The Photograph last night, the sneak preview. Big shout to all of our winners. And big middle fingers up to whoever it was.
You know who it was. Say it.
But I don't know that. I wish I knew their names.
Yeah, we don't know their names.
And I don't know 100% if it's them. I would like to assume it was them, but because they had attitudes when I told them that they weren't going to be.
Where they
said they came from? They said they drove all the way from Charlotte.
You drove from Charlotte to see a premiere of The Photograph?
I just don't believe that, right?
We didn't believe it. I would have cash apped you $15. Y'all could have went to the matinee the next day or something like that. You didn't have to drive away from Charlotte. Who the? You know what? Look, let me tell you who ain't got.
Drake, we think I'm going to
jump out there and go in. They done add that truck. Let me tell you who ain't got no man. Them two. Because guess who would have stopped you from driving an hour and some change to see a movie? A man. You going where to watch what? If you don't sit your, sit down.
Yes, somebody.
You ain't wasting no gas to go up there to watch that. It's going to be playing down here.
Somebody egged the 102 Jams truck last night in front of the movie theaters because they couldn't get in to see
you
the photograph.
You know who drive that far for a movie premiere?
The old town road, I'm going to ride till I can't no more.
Your vehicle scanned free of charge. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Hello, what's good?
What up?
26 minutes to 9 o'clock, 55 degrees. And it's raining right now. It's going to be raining for a little minute. The high today going to be 63, but have your umbrella. It's going down.
Have your umbrella, Ella, Ella, A.
Oh, Rihanna.
Dadiana.
Damn. Just because I said oh, Rihanna.
Probably
why did you come in on who it is? We knew. We knew.
It is only one person that sang that song.
The Queen. We knew.
Riri.
Riri the Queen?
It's the Navy, baby.
Ain't that what I said? Who else would be the Queen?
I thought Beyonce was the Queen.
Oh. The laughs.
Boy.
She wish.
She came out with a new Ivy Park.
So?
Adidas collection.
And?
She sent it there.
And?
Send it to people.
Yeah, send it to everybody because then nobody want it.
Mm.
Sit down, Beyonce. Raise your kids. Why don't she raise her kids?
Who be raising her kids?
Nannies.
Nannies. Yeah. She look like old nanny mama.
In Greensboro, there's an accident on Wendover Avenue at I-40 and Van Story Street at Four Seasons Boulevard. I got a DM from Beers and Imports that said that there's a wreck on 52 North right there at mile marker 107 and traffic is stopped from 105 to exit 100. He said he just passed it a few minutes ago and the cops were just getting there. So again, that is 52 North right there by mile marker 107. Traffic is being backed up towards 40. So just be advised. There is your 102 traffic jam. 24 minutes till 9 a.m. Good morning to you.
Boom. Did you know that Beyonce only had 9 toes?
Yes.
That's real?
And her breath stink.
I can believe that too. I've never seen anybody like really close in her face.
A big ass V-Day with 3 Live Crew. 102 Jam.
In 20 minutes, it'll be 9 o'clock. Congratulations. You're listening just in time to hear from everybody's favorite uncle, Cleavon.
I got shoulders from different grocery stores. Grocery store. Sodas. Sodas. Yeah. They said, you know, they say they clean, you know, you perform, you sound just like your track. People don't do that no more. People be lip syncing. They be lip syncing.
Is there a reason you're pushing sodas today?
He has been pushing it all morning. All morning he's been pushing. Like
is there
he ain't
a
got
reason
a remix
you're pushing
or
sodas? Or
you know damn
wanna...
well ain't no remix been done.
Well, you know, I was just saying, because I just seen things on the net. So people think like that. I thought people forgot. Huh? Who was number one? Huh? Sodas.
Number one in what? No.
on the charts.
Let it go.
I be wanting to know what charts.
All right. Well, what charts?
Thank you.
Huh? Levon, what charts?
Go check them.
Which ones do we need to check?
Google me, sis.
Thoughtspirational quote number one.
All right, I will.
Chicks be out here clubbing with no money. Just ID and the nerve.
Huh? Legit.
And so what? And
that's real, man.
A many a night.
And you forgot and you forgot to lotion the top of your foot.
Man. And that still didn't matter.
That part coming out the heel.
Cleavon.
I'm showing up with nerve. You know what? I'm showing up with ID and nerve to the Valentine's Day, big Valentine's Day bash. I'm coming. ID and nerve.
You're going to be sober as hell by the Barclay. No drinks being bought.
Watch Wednesday. Hey, baby Rock.
Yes.
You going to buy me a drink tomorrow night?
No.
I'll ask Chris. Thoughts, inspirational quote.
You nothing either.
Number two.
I don't know who needs to hear this, but after you get done playing with that broom, make sure you clean out that microwave.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And after you go from the microwave, go to your oven. Your oven, your glass door on your oven. Go to that.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh.
Yeah, get that too. And
I feel attacked.
And them little pans under the eyes on your stove, them little pans. Yeah. Get them too. Why are you looking at
me? I ain't got no pans.
Oh, so yours silver.
No, I ain't got it. I just got it.
He got a little, like, a flat top.
Oh, yours is flat with the burners under there.
Yeah.
Oh, all that little dried up food on top of yours. I know what you're doing. The inspirational quote.
It ain't
number three.
Again, attack.
Defend yourself.
Well, sometimes the rice boil over. And then,
why did you wipe it off?
He ain't wiping it off. He a man, ain't he?
When Jodeci say,
take my money, my house and my
I don't sing that part.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Nah. Let's go to verse two.
Yeah.
I Googled Cleavon.
Yes.
It looks
wait
like
a minute,
your,
wait a minute. How'd you spell it?
To fame is 102 Jams, Clee, in Thoughtspiration. I don't see anything else.
Yep. What you on Google?
Yeah, I'm on Google.
You said Google.
No. You got to look me up on Bing. Look me up on Bing.
Never acting shady. You will always be my baby.
Hey,
be my baby.
No cap.
Yeah.
Roxy sang that entire song, ad libs and all, y'all. I'm talking. She was singing the background vocals, the main vocals, Summer Walker's part, Bryson Tiller's part. I don't even know if she's gonna be able to talk this break because she was talking for the past 3 minutes.
Yeah, it's my song right there.
10 minutes. It'll be 9 o'clock. DJ LaVegas will be in here. Hey, today is the beginning, the start, the genesis of early voting day.
We're here.
Let's locally,
go.
Baby.
Let's go.
Locally.
Let's do it.
Ends on the 29th, so you got
Let's
2 weeks
it.
To get it Poppington.
For anybody that cares, Snoop Dogg has apologized to Gayle King. I thought this was over.
Did he?
Yeah. I really did think this was over. He got on his Instagram and he apologized to Gayle King. Said he took it too far.
He did.
Said it was his mom that convinced him that maybe he had gotten out of line.
I'm glad.
So, you know.
I'm glad because
Are
your
you
mom.
Glad?
Yes.
I'm over it.
I mean, I understand being over it, but I really, really, really felt like Snoop Dogg was entirely too disrespectful and was totally out of line with the way he daggone addressed Gayle on his Instagram.
Yeah, I would play it for you, but
there was
so much cursing.
It's
there
too
would
much.
Be no point. Every other word would be a bleep. There's no point in that.
And I was just like, you are way too emotionally invested in this to just be calling out her name like that and not even be for an opinion. Like, you're not saying someone is wrong for doing something is an opinion.
Yes.
So for you to come out that far on the ledge of disrespect because of trying to voice your opinion was corny as hell.
Mm-hmm.
And we couldn't say that in our community, but I'm glad his mother, and he still has enough respect for his mother to listen to her, but I'm glad she checked him on that, man. That was bad play from Snoop.
I didn't know you was going to get that invested.
I was, man. I was hot about that, man.
That ain't even what I wanted to talk
I'm
about
sorry.
Right here. But,
sorry.
But I just wanted to throw that in for anybody that was still keeping up. We still haven't heard from Gayle since she put up that post on her Instagram explaining that, you know, it was a full interview and CBS only took out like a little piece of the interview and she felt kind of played. So we still haven't heard from her since then.
Well, she's still walking with security and avoiding
according
death threats.
Oprah. Yeah, according to Oprah.
According to Oprah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, do you want to talk about what you wanted to talk about?
Or? I'll get to it, I reckon.
Okay.
You reckon? Not right now, but.
See, those are the types. Of, see, those are the types.
I don't know why I said I reckon. I don't know why.
And then you wonder why people see you in real life and be like, damn, Roxy, you cute as hell. I thought you was 47 years old. That's how you sound when you're talking on the radio. Why do you sound so old?
I don't know.
I reckon. Jesus.
Everything litty, I love when it's hot. Turn to the city.
Tomorrow night, we're inviting you to the W, downtown Greensboro, from 6 to 9. 6 to 9 tomorrow. Come through. Have some fun with us. Yes?
Now, I know I had talked to you guys about coordinating and wearing red, but then I realized I don't really have any red like that, so can we pick a different color?
I wasn't involved in none of that, no way.
We'll see y'all tomorrow night.
Yeah, I wasn't involved at all.
6 to 9 at the W. It's free.
Is that a no?
Shut up.
Catch Drank and Jeans.
Experience the modern difference.
The re-up. I know you've been waiting for it. Well, here it goes. DJ Lil Vegas with your breakfast mix.
102 Jams.
Yeah. 13 minutes after 9 o'clock, DJ Lil Vegas right now mixing and mixing and skimming and skimming, because skimming is mixing backwards. Halftime shoot to win that Xbox One will come to Bartlett-Yancey tonight in the Bartlett-Yancey versus Reedsville game. 3 Live Crew's Big Ass V-Day. Y'all don't care about any of this stuff that I'm telling you about?
I think I want to check out that game.
What, Bartlett-Yancey Reedsville?
Yeah.
You threw me off when you said skimming is mixing backwards.
I mixed because mixing skimming.
I was trying to do that in my head.
Yeah.
And it's not.
Write it down. X-I-M. That's
it's
skim.
It's not. All right.
Ain't that skim? That's not skim?
Move on! Matter of fact, just go back to Vegas.
Heavy hitter.
102 Jams. 3 Live Crew here at 9:34, 26 minutes, and it will be 10 a.m. Good morning.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah, you're planning a little something for tomorrow night. Need some flowers? Stop by.
Stop by what?
Yeah, you're on the Sexy Soda Canteen. We got flowers today. Today only. Specials running today.
Do men appreciate flowers?
I like a nice bouquet. I set them up in the kitchen right there on the table. It's nice when you walk into your kitchen and sit sometimes into your living room area and you got a nice bouquet of flowers. Excuse it breathes me. Life into that room, Excuse whichever me. Room you should happen Excuse to have me. Those flowers in.
Excuse me, the men want to talk.
Thought-spirational quote, number one.
Some of y'all gonna get stood up just like that broom come tomorrow.
Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just think about your little broom. You in the broom.
Yeah.
Standing up right now.
Inspirational quote number two.
Chicks be out here clubbing with no money, just ID and the nerve.
Just
back
an ID
in the day,
and I'm talking.
You
about,
don't need women. Don't need money.
Nerve was strong in women.
We don't need money.
You got
Why
some nerve.
Nerve so
All
strong.
We need
you got some
is
nerve.
It's a cute face.
Hey. Hey. Boy, you let a man have nerve.
All right.
Boy, you should be so far back there in that line.
Yes, sir.
The inspirational quote number three.
When Jodeci say,
take my money, my house and my car.
I don't sing that part.
No. At all.
That's fair.
Do not.
That's fair.
I come in on the hook. You got me feet. I come in on feet.
I see.
Do it.
102 Jams, 3 Live Crew. Roxy in here disrespecting the game of basketball.
No, I'm not.
Not appreciating dunks.
First of all,
Dot, let's start here. Yesterday, when she looked at Vince Carter's dunks, when that dunk contest, I was like, what's so impressive about these?
Yeah.
We shut her off right then, didn't we, bro?
It's 9:39, 21 minutes to 10 o'clock, and we're just getting amped up for NBA All-Star Weekend. One year ago, it was just in Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
This year, my boy Kyle Santillan is so excited because it's in Chicago.
Yes.
Oh, he's lit. He's got so many parties and so many events he's doing. So I'm following and living vicariously through Kyle. But we're getting ready for the festivities that will kick off starting Friday night. You got the celebrity basketball game Friday night. On Saturday, you got the skills challenge. And the Sunday, of course, you got Saturday is the dunk contest, the skills challenge and all that. Of course, you have the NBA All-Star game. Roxy has been in here watching previous dunk contests all week long. She watched Vince Carter's yesterday. Was not impressed.
What's
when
so
Vince
impressive about these dunks?
Left his arm in the freaking rim.
What's that? What's so good about that, Drake? What is that?
Well, what is so good about it?
It was the first time anyone had ever seen it.
Stuck their hand in the rim like that.
Like we legit thought that man was about to throw his whole self through the rim.
At least put that hole just...
I'm talking about he jumped up there. He went all the way in the rim. It's like, what are you doing? Get out of there, Vince. Other people have to dunk.
See what I mean?
That's like seeing Jordan dunk from the free throw line and going, what's so special about that? Ooh, I just saw Zion do that.
She just saw Zach LaVine do it, and he windmilled the ball and did it. She was like, now drink. I was like, Roxy, do you know how far the free throw line is?
Facts.
He had like a half of his foot in front of the line. Yes, he did. But even then, he still jumped that far away and then windmilled it.
Oh, he didn't windmill it, did he? Ooh.
She don't respect the game.
I do respect the game.
You talk this.
I do respect the game, but I just be wanting to see some stuff that make me go, shoot.
Hey, y'all, everybody out there.
Made me say, oh, shoot.
If you remember Aaron Gordon's dunk when the mascot was holding it and he sat down in the air and grabbed it and then dunked it, Roxy looked at that and said,
"That was impressive."
She used the word, "Oh, that's impressive." Yeah. I was like, "What?"
Facts. This dude sat down in an invisible chair in the air, grabbed a ball from his mascot, went under his buttocks and dunked it, and all she could give that was,
"That's impressive."
You don't respect the game.
She don't respect the game.
You don't respect the game.
I do respect the game.
You got a husband that's a coach, and you be talking this ignorant when it comes to greatness that is basketball. Game. That's
ridiculous.
They
start off with a peach basket, and that boy just sat down in the air, took it on his butt, and dunked it.
Playing out the coupe at the lot, told him.
102 Jams, 3 Live Crew rocking with you, and got somebody on the phone. Good morning.
This is Man Law Police.
What?
You know what you did.
Yes.
You heard him.
You know what Brian, you did.
What?
Brian, you have violated the penal code.
Thank you.
777-9311.
Gosh.
So you like a nice bouquet, huh?
It's nothing wrong.
So you like a
nice... It's nothing wrong with a nice bouquet of flowers in your living room or your kitchen. What is the problem with that?
For who? Your wife?
No, for the ambiance of the room. If for Valentine's...
Brian, you said you like...
Yes, the question was, if for Valentine's Day, hypothetically speaking, my wife gives me some flowers, will I be happy to receive
said flowers? Would a man appreciate that?
Yes,
yeah.
I would appreciate the flowers, and I would put them in the kitchen.
What man wants flowers? Drake, do you want flowers?
That wasn't the question.
But hey, look here. But I better be able to roll them up.
That wasn't the question. The question was not, Would you appreciate?
I wouldn't appreciate it.
And I said, I appreciate a good bouquet.
What am I going to do with flowers? What is a grown man going to do with a bouquet?
Admire them.
And put them in a room and enjoy the ambiance.
What?
Man, police be too strict, man.
I'm telling you, man.
Man, police, man.
Y'all gonna make me change my name to Briar. I don't even want to be a man if I can't enjoy flowers and stuff, man. Screw this. Hey, Daddy, we going on TV and we gonna tell the world I'm changing my name.
Hey, you, cut it.
Pop a perky just.
102 Jams truck got egged last night while we were inside watching the movie, The Photograph. Can you believe that? People angry that they did not get a chance to get inside to watch the movie. The doors were closed on them. We come outside and it's just a bunch of eggs all around the truck. egg yolk all on the car, all on the jams machine.
Just inappropriate.
Just super inappropriate. Just disgusting. And to hell with whoever did that. Two middle fingers to you. Good morning.
I just couldn't believe what I just heard on the radio.
Yeah.
And it just really, really upset me. Because we need you guys to update us, inform us of things. You know, when some people don't listen to the news, and we catch things with you guys on the airway. And all that I'm saying is I know that it's wrong that someone would egg these trucks. But with all due respect, just thank God that you guys are okay. And let's try to move past this, because our triad areas, we have problems right now. People are so mean. And once again, I apologize that that happened to you guys. It's disgusting.
Well,
but
it is.
I just want to make sure that you guys do understand, because I know you guys are so intelligent. Just kind of just, if you can, just let it go.
Oh, yeah. No, we're not. We're not harboring
any.
We
let it go.
Yeah, yeah, we super let it go. Like, we just were just letting y'all know about what happened. We thought it was super,
yeah,
super corny.
Wrong.
Yeah, it was corny.
It's completely wrong.
Yeah.
It's pathetic. I can't believe they did that. And that young lady who approached you, with all respect, I would soon just believe that she's behind it.
Yeah.
Because everybody loves 102 Jams. You're always got.
I say we double back
Why
on the petty.
You do that?
Go check cameras.
That's the thing though, Drake. The movie theater said they don't have cameras that can show
front.
Us. How do they not have cameras out front?
That can show the front, right?
Yeah.
That can show the
that's
front.
What they
bruh.
Say.
Don't.
Bruh.
That's what they say.
Now, bruh.
Wow.
That's just how the world is. They don't care about cameras. They don't care. These people are this. They're just. I don't know. I don't even know the name to even give them.
Mm-hmm.
They're just doing things.
No.
Three for the three, three, the three, the three, three, the three, the three, three, the three, Life Crew.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.